No, the biggest surprise is probably the miss on the world ending stocks for corn. They were looking for a decrease of about 100,000 tons, which is not really much, but they increased it by 4.5 million tons. So there was some movement there on Ukraine. And that is probably one of those things you look at to where they make the change to the Ukraine on exports or export demand right now, and then they adjust it later on to assign it somewhere else. Maybe it goes to Brazil, or maybe it goes to Argentina or the U.S. But at this point, an increase in world-ending stocks by 4.5 million tons was unexpected, and that's probably the biggest takeaway from this, was that was the most bearish thing that we've seen on this report.